Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. We will talk about World Cup results as a part of this segment, so spoiler alert there. Todd Furman joins us from Las Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter. Todd, what's up? How are you?
Have you guys been drawing heat talking World Cup results with people DVRing the matches to go home after work and watch them?
Yes.
That's impressive. Hat tip to Nashville. You guys definitely are deserving of an MLS franchise if people are getting that irate about World Cup results getting released before they have a chance to watch.
Padding those Fox ratings, bruh.
Hey, you know what? You got to help out one of the parent companies, and I collect my checks from a number of places. So anytime people want to flip on a TV or go online to try and watch or consume sports bet content in any capacity, it probably puts another brick in my estate that hasn't been built yet.
I know, man. You're about to be bathing in money as soon as sports gambling is legal everywhere, man.
What's that going to be like?
We got a little ways to go, but I know there are a lot of networks out there, obviously, kicking the tires and trying to figure out what type of programs they feel that the audience will be ready for. I mean, it's been a long process since we've started talking gambling, what I feel is, getting close to, 7-8 years every Wednesday at this time, to bring people's gambling IQs along slowly but surely. I think you're going to have a similar level of educating the general public to take place, because the last thing we want is people going on TV or going on radio, wherever it may be, promising delusions of grandeur because they can pick winners at a 92% clip. We just know that's not the case in this business. Or if it was, I'd be sitting on a tropical island somewhere sipping a pina colada right now.
I like to move on games as if they've already been played.
You know what, Mickey? You speak the vernacular like a true champion. And what you're going to do, you know what? If this guaranteed winner doesn't get to the window for you today, I'm going to give you tomorrow and Friday absolutely free.
All right, back to the World Cup real quick. The champs, Germany, they're done. How big of an upset was that, South Korea over Germany?
Absolutely massive if you look at all the implications. So not only was it massive today, South Korea was actually a 17-1 underdog to win that game outright. If you wanted to bet Germany, and it was soccer wagering a little bit more complicated than your traditional stuff, you'd have to put up $5 to make a dollar. Germany, to advance past the group stage, got up as high as 1-20, meaning put up $20 to make a dollar. And I spoke to a couple European books. They said they offered Germany to finish at the bottom of their group at prices around 65 or 70-1. But it's now 4 out of the last 5 World Cups. We've seen the defending champion bow out before they even get to the knockout stage.
Why is that, Todd? Do they go on like the rubber chicken circuit and celebrate for 4 years and forget to practice?
I mean, we've seen the Alexander Ovechkin 72-hour bender, so if you multiply that out over 1,000 days. But no, in all honesty, I think it's just sometimes that the fire's not there, the same passion. And a lot of these teams get old. So much can unfold in 4 years as these teams are starting to put pieces together, that coaches and the organizations gravitate towards bringing back some of the same talent. But you saw Germany make some mistakes in Game 1. A lot of them reared their ugly head today, a far cry from that 2-1 heroic finish we saw for them to stave off elimination against Sweden.
Hey, before we get to all the many related LeBron-a-thon questions, you mentioned hockey.
LeBron-a-thon.
You mentioned Ovi's bender. What's the latest on the Tavares sweepstakes? I don't really think he winds up in Nashville, but where do you think he winds up?
I think when you look at it, it's so interesting because some of the teams that are poised to win now actually have cap room. I think Tavares has to try and figure out, is he looking for a longer-term deal? Would he sign a 1-year max to maybe go to a place like Tampa that's a piece or two away, or go to his native Toronto to try and bring a cup there so he could be a real folk hero? I think he ends up with a contender. I know there was some speculation for some of the Vegas Golden Knights fans out here. Don't see that happening. I still want to believe that Tampa and potentially Toronto probably become the most likely landing spot if he is to leave the Islanders.
All right, let's go into the LeBron-a-thon questions. What's the latest? Is there a chance he stays in Cleveland for another year and waits for Kawhi? What do you think all this shakes out like?
Well, this is the part that's so interesting, because if you shop around, and I know we've talked about it at great length, when you speculate on player movement, you can't bet those type of propositions. at sports books in Nevada or any of the other legal jurisdictions. So offshore, you've seen a differing number of opinions. Some books actually have LeBron an odds-on favorite to remain a Cavalier at minus 150, I've seen. BetOnline.ag gives him a 70-plus percent chance to leave, meaning that if you wanted to bet LeBron to stay in Cleveland, that'll pay a little bit better than 2-1. If you want to bet every other team in the NBA, put up $2.80 to make a dollar. So I think everyone is trying to figure out where he goes, because once that first domino falls, then we're going to see a lot of the other big names on the market, from Chris Paul, who's about a 220 favorite to stay at the Rockets, Kawhi Leonard, a 350 favorite to leave the Spurs, Paul George, a 220 favorite to leave the Thunder, all fall into place. The one player I think that you can feel relatively confident about where he might end up would be DeAndre Jordan. I have to imagine Mark Cuban is finally going to get his guy maybe a couple of years later than anticipated.
Knew how that turned out before.
Todd, NCAA hoops odds changing as recruiting happens. Kentucky, the favorite to win it all.
Yeah, some of this stuff will move a little bit as you go, and Kentucky is the odds-on favorite. Longer odds, honestly, than we've seen preseason for college basketball in quite some time. They're priced at 7-1 at BetOnline.ag. Look at Duke and Villanova, both 7.5-1, and that's where things get relatively interesting, with Gonzaga 10-1, Kansas 10-1, UNC 12, Virginia 14, Nevada 16, and the Wolfpack remain probably one of the best-kept secrets as far as casual fans are concerned. As far as local interest, Tennessee 25-1 to cut down the nets this coming April.
What's the latest Wimbledon odds? Because that's coming.
Yeah, Roger Federer, despite taking some time off, saying that he wanted to make sure he was in top form for Wimbledon to win yet another title and add that to his lasting legacy, is the odds-on favorite in the men's half of the draw. Price less than 2-1. Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic about 11-2. Marin Cilic at 6-1. And that's where you get a group of guys who I think can potentially spoil the party. Whether it's the youngster Alexander Zverev at 14-1, or you believe in the Canadian and Milos Raonic at 18-1, and maybe some long shots in Dominic Thiem, who performed extremely well at Roland Garros, or Grigor Dimitrov, the Bulgarian, both at 33-1.
What about on the women's side? Serena gets that 25th seed.
Yeah.
She does, and she'll have her work cut out for her. She's priced at 5-1. That makes her the second favorite on the board behind Petra Kvitova. And I'm surprised to see Serena's odds this short. Books know they're going to get a lot of casual fan interest and just rooting interest on her. I'm just not sure she's ready so quickly removed from her pregnancy. We saw her not have her fitness levels right up to where they needed to be at the last major. So this is a tournament on the women's side that's been a little bit unpredictable when Serena doesn't win, and I think there's ample opportunity, maybe even to back a pair of other Americans at 20-1 or so in Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to win the NFL MVP?
I wish I knew that going in, but I can tell you that he is obviously amongst the favorites, and I don't think that'll surprise anybody at 7-1. You look at some of the other quarterbacks he's surrounded by: Tom Brady 8-1, Carson Wentz 10-1. If you believe Deshaun Watson can come back healthy, 20-1. And of course, no discussion of NFL MVP would be complete without Nashville's native son Marcus Mariota at 40-1. If you really believe in long shots, maybe you want to dabble in Tyrod Taylor. Not sure he's even going to be the starting quarterback in Cleveland at 100-1, but I think I'd prefer to light my money on fire.
What about the current rookie of the year odds?
As far as the NFL is concerned, or NBA?
Well, we know how it turned out in the NBA. NFL.
Well, you do have odds for next season already, and Luka Doncic is the favorite there at 2-1. But Saquon Barkley, odds-on favorite at 7-5. We know he's going to be the Giants' opening day running back, barring some unforeseen injury. And Baker Mayfield at 4-1, I think that's kind of a little bit of a long shot. Other quarterbacks up there, Josh Allen and Josh Rosen, both at 9-1. Darius Geis, relatively intriguing, at 16-1. And if you think the former Heisman Trophy winner can take the world by storm, potentially either a quarterback or somewhere else on the field, Lamar Jackson at 20. Running back, though, I would say Ronald Jones at 33-1. If he can win the starting job in Tampa, everything is set up for him to be successful, especially as Jameis tries to appeal his three-game suspension.
All right. Before we let you go, we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember if we asked you on Wednesday or not. The odds on first, because you mentioned the Buccaneers, odds on first NFL coach that would get fired this season.
You know what? Don't have odds up that I've seen just yet on that, but when you go through some of the expectations and where some of these teams are, I really believe Hugh Jackson's going to be under the gun in Cleveland. If things don't look good early, Tyrod Taylor struggles, and Baker Mayfield has to take his growing pains, I think that could be a challenge. I would have said the Detroit Lions. I would have made odds on favorite given some off-field stuff that was potentially going to haunt Matt Patricia, but I think the Lions have done everything they can to sweep that under the rug. But those would probably be the two coaches that I would look at first to be on the breadline looking for their next NFL paycheck.
Arkansas and Oregon State, Hogs up 1-0.
You know what? It's been real interesting to watch when we see how electric these offenses have been. It's been a far cry from what we've grown accustomed to in Omaha the last couple of years. Oregon State will go with one of their pitchers that performed admirably on Saturday. They're $1.80 favorite in game two. Over-under for the game set at 11. And then should it go to a deciding rubber match in game three, it'd be very interesting to see how these teams like to handle the rotation. But hat tip to Arkansas fans. They're treating it like a football game, and they have flooded Omaha looking to try and celebrate a Carl's World Series championship.
Yep, calling the Hogs.
Got to do what you got to do, because that's not sure Arkansas will be playing in the postseason when it comes to football this fall.
Always managed to work in a dig or two.
You know what? I got to take a shot at someone, at least somewhere in the SEC fan base. Otherwise, I'm going to draw heat on Twitter with people telling me I've grown soft during the summer months. So I have to at least maintain that reputation, even if it's not a good one amongst your loyal listenership.
Kind of like you got a summer cold, man. You need to take care of yourself.
What? It's amazing, Mickey, when you get up to try and watch soccer at about 4:30 local time for the better part of 10 days. Sleeping on 3 hours as I rapidly approach 40, don't have nearly the same resilience as I used to as 21 when I'd go on benders till about 2 or 3 in the morning and try and roll into class about 7:38 in the morning.
He's Todd Furman.
Yeah.
He's our guy in Vegas. At Todd Furman on Twitter. Thanks, Todd.
Always a pleasure, guys.